As with any year end, certain things tax-wise have to be performed before December 31st to make sure you get credit for it in the year. Other things can wait until April 15th. But you should take a look at your tax considerations, your tax brackets, and all the laws that are going to be changing before December 31st of 2009 to make sure you do all the things you can to prevent you from giving Uncle Sam more money than he deserves. You might want to consider paying your property taxes in 2009, even though it's not due until April of 2010, to get that deduction this year. You may also look at deferring some income, if you have the option to do so, to take that income after January 1st, 2010. This way, you won't have to pay taxes on that income until the very next year. You may want to consider pushing forward expenses that you can push forward into this year before December 31st, so you can take the deduction in this year. If you're self-employed, make sure you've set up a self-employed retirement plan and make the maximum contribution you can afford before the due date. Certain energy-saving improvements to a residence may also qualify for tax credits if completed by year-end. You can also save gift and estate taxes by making gifts sheltered by the annual tax gift exclusion. You may give up to $13,000 to an unlimited number of individuals in 2009. Businesses might consider making expenditures that qualify for the business property expensing option up to $250,000 for assets purchased and placed in service this year. Bonus depreciation of 50% is also available for qualified assets. Depending on the expected variation between your income in 2009 and 2010, you may accelerate or postpone income and/or expenses into 2009. If you operate on a cash basis, you might want to consider delaying year-end billings or accelerating business expenditures. Other taxpayers may wish to pay charitable donations, taxes, or other medical expenses prior to year-end. If you have a substantial state income tax estimated payment due in January of 2010, you may have tax savings if you prepay this installment before year end. And remember, sales tax on the purchase of a new motor vehicle is deductible in addition to your sales or income tax deduction. Given the terrible performance of the stock market in this year, you may want to harvest some of those losses before year end to gain a tax benefit. Losses are normally deductible to the extent of any capital gains that you have realized this year, plus an additional $3,000 or $1,500 for married filing separate individuals. You may want to consider selling any appreciated investments held for over a year that would generate long-term capital gains. The maximum federal income tax on most long-term capital gains from 2009 is only 15%, and for some low-income taxpayers is 0%. Of course, your investment move should not be solely based on whether you want to capitalize on the current tax rate, but if you're planning to sell sometime anyway in the near future, sooner may be better than later. Will your child be 18 or older at year-end? When the kiddie tax hits part of your child's unearned income, it gets taxed at your higher marginal rate rather than at your child's lower marginal rate. You can no longer deduct any cash contribution unless you retain a bank account for charitable contributions. A canceled check or credit card receipt may not be enough, and you may need a written statement from the charity that meets tax law requirements. For cash donations of $250 or more, a bank record or credit card receipt is definitely not enough. You must obtain one of these charity-provided statements that meet the standards. The rule established in 2006 also requires that non-cash donations, like clothes and other items, must be in good or better shape. And don't forget to make your traditional or Roth IRA contributions before the due date, which is April 15, 2010, for your tax return. As you can see, there's a host of things to consider when closing out 2009 and all your tax statuses. Instead of trying to peruse these through yourself, I always recommend going to a CPA, not just a tax advisor. Pay the little extra money for the higher education, and you can be sure you don't overpay more money to Uncle Sam this year. And remember, some of these things have to be done before December 31st, so get moving. You only have a few hours left. In conclusion, I'd like to wish you all a very happy new year. It's been my pleasure to bring you the Money Matters shows and Money Matters newscasts for 2009, and we look for a profitable new year in 2010. This has been Mark Cunaberti for KVMR FM Radio. Thanks for listening, and have a great new year.